55 years ago, in March of 1962, a Warriors game was played in Pennsylvania that lives on to this day as one of the most talked about nights in the history of the NBA.
History being written tonight in Hershey. The big man has broken the record and he's gone for more.
You know what's in the fans' mind. They're thinking of the magic number, 100.
March 2nd, 1962, Hershey, Pennsylvania, the site of Wilt Chamberlain's legendary 100-point game. As we take a look back at the evening through an NBA documentary produced 5 years ago, we start with Warriors legend Al Attles, who was on the court that evening as the Warriors' next highest scorer, with 17 points of his own.
We used to play doubleheaders, where four teams would play in one building. We played preseason games all through the Midwest. And Hershey, Pennsylvania was where we used to have training camp, and so they'd always farm a couple games out there. So it wasn't anything new to us.
Harvey Pollack, a longtime statistician for the Philadelphia Warriors and 76ers, who passed away 2 years ago, was key in documenting Chamberlain's 36 field goals made with 28 made free throws.
Some people don't even think the game was ever played. In fact, there have been several articles written which say that this game was a figment of Harvey Pollack's imagination. I was the PR director of the Warriors, the game statistician, the writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer, the Associated Press, and United Press International.
This interview with Chamberlain, part of history that shares a very different time and place for the NBA, when this landmark night was experienced in person by a precious few.
I have a few big stories I tell them to get a little bigger, like the fish stories. Well, this is the one true story that I must tell you. There was a little over 4,000 people there at the game, but I have at least 50,000 people who have told me, "Oh yeah, you know, I was there when you scored the 100 points." I said, "Oh yeah? Yeah, you know, I live in New York City, you know, so my father took me to the Garden, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, some people would say Philadelphia." No one ever says Hershey, Pennsylvania, who tells me that story. But I think is what they're saying to you is that we remember you, Wilt, and the thing we remember the most about you was that 100-point game.